Requiescant 9/11. September 11th, 2001, World Trade Center. Aftermath. 1. Under a hard blue sky, a white shroud rises. Uptown, air turns acrid. I close my windows. Cloud messages from the plume of hell. I breathe you. Taste the mist. Concrete, dust, chairs, shoes. Files, photos, handbags, rings, a doll. Upholstery, breakfast trays, body parts, and parting words and screams. Blood of workers, passengers, police. Oh, firemen running upstairs past people streaming from a tower poised to crash. I breathe you flowing into the ceaseless sacrifice of innocence. My TV exhales frantic images. Have you seen her? Have you seen him? Everybody loved her. He was my friend. Anybody seen them? 2. Anger rolls over grief and prayers. Vengeance echoes from toxic caves. Like spores of a giant fungus, rage races through the air. Vengeance, the people cry, all die again. 2. Union Square Park, 2 weeks later, a pilgrimage. Sunday. A day as sunny as that other. Slowly beneath the trees, along wire fences, garlanding the grass with flowers, candles, prayers, love messages on colored papers, photographs, I walk with vigilant mourners winding past. Level with branches, George Washington astride a horse. Carries a fireman's flag and a peace flag, tipped red with a Valentine heart. One people. Invocations anoint his pedestal. Love one another. Give peace a chance. Seated before him on the ground, Buddhists in unison strike their prayer drums. Nearby, a couple collect for the fireman's fund. Across the park, pipers and drummers march past Abraham Lincoln, proclaim the battle hymn of the Republic. Later, in a drugstore, stocked with filter masks, I buy a box. Each one disclaims protection from toxic dust and poison gas. Drawn to my city's visible wound, I go downtown. The subway's nearly empty. I climb into streets without traffic, buildings powdered white. Tourists and residents aim their cameras. On Fulton Street, I join the pilgrimage downhill. Mask ready, I taste the faintest breath of acrid smoke, invisible incense of cries and clamor. Still peopling the air. A woman pulls a suitcase. A man pulls his. Which one returns to a ghost apartment? Which one flees? I reach the crowd and Broadway barricades. Girders twisted and wrenched into a pile lie helpless beside a jagged crater. Distant survivor buildings at the rim face the great square of chaos, a 16-acre graveyard. Earth must have birthed canyons like this, quaking tectonic rage. A yellow crane poises high in homage to the standing shell. That spire, that Colosseum, Tower of Pisa, leaning grief against the phantom twin. Ground zero, ground of martyrs crushed and burned, their screaming blood, bones, ashes pulverized into cement clouds, wind carries through the city to the world. The crowd in hushed and rumbling awe slows down to get a better view. "Keep moving," a bullhorn shouts. Into the roiling space, an old sign on a building calls, "A good time to invest." A policeman who had been there from the first explains to a visitor why people jumped from windows, those whom a child had witnessed as birds of fire. I wonder if they'd wildly hope for flight. We speak of gratitude. "I feel the love," he says. The air falls heavier. I press a mask against my nose. My eyes smart a little. I pass the glass facade of an empty store. On pedestals, new shoes display their dust. A lone pub signals with a scrawl, "We're open." My skin begins to hurt. I need to find a subway, take home my heart load. The train shuns regular stops. At 96th Street, I find a trash can, throw the mask away.